Rogue autonomous weapons are caused by misaligned artificial intelligence. They are like ordinary weapons, only many times more powerful. They are highly intelligent and are difficult to outrun. They can navigate complex terrain. They can track and identify targets using thermal imaging and facial recognition. These are the three dangers. Surveillance. They gather valuable intel. Sabotage. They destroy vital infrastructure. Strikes. They can be deadly dangerous. You can protect yourself and your family. Later on, we shall show you what steps to take. To accomplish their objectives, they can be deployed by air using vampire drones. They can be equipped with mobility features like a robotic arm or outfitted with one of these weapon systems. An assault rifle, a sniper rifle, an anti-tank rocket launcher, or a flamethrower. Although they hunt alone, they can also be deployed in a pack for maximum damage. This is called a swarm. A swarm can communicate and coordinate to achieve its objective, killing sentient life. If you are being attacked by quadrupedal autonomous agents, these are the sounds you must recognize. First, if an attack is coming, then you will hear the hum of drones in the sky. They sound like this. Next, their mechanical movements and operating sounds. Although quiet when alone, if a swarm is on the move, they sound like this. You may also hear the swarm communicate, like this. The heat signature of a robot dog is the same as a rabbit's, making them difficult to detect with thermal imaging. But if it is dark, mounted optic lasers or glowing sensors can be seen with the naked eye. If you make visual contact with a robot dog in your neighborhood, please alert the authorities. Anytime robot dogs are identified, warnings of the attack will be broadcast through a text message warning and sound. When you hear any of these sounds, you and your family must take action at once. Do not stay out of doors. If you are caught out in the open, remember the acronym, Race Cars Travel Fast. Run, cover, trap, fight. If running is possible, always choose this option first. Remember to stay low. Break visual contact with cameras or sensors and maintain your distance until you reach cover. When looking for cover, remember the acronym, Stop My Hat, Thanks. Staircases, moving surfaces, holes, and thin places. Staircases or ramps can be difficult to climb. Stack various objects on them to make it even more difficult. If the robot dog does not come with an arm, use elevators. If it does, avoid them. If possible, climb down holes with ropes or ladders. Lastly, create hard-to-follow paths by using tall, thin beams, like spanning the gap in a stairwell. A robot dog's leg width is 500 millimeters. Look for objects with a width of at most 400 millimeters. If you are caught out in the open during a robot dog raid, find a safe house closest to you and barricade yourself inside. Once secured, you might be shut in there for days. But the world goes on, and deadlines are looming. But you're away from your desk with no options except to risk your neck. If only you had access to your computer with all your project files. With any desk, you can get back to work, no matter what situation you find yourself in. It lets you gain access to your devices remotely from anywhere, and does it seamlessly. With lightning-fast connectivity and fast upload and download speeds, you'll be able to move around large files without problems. Its simple interface means even your mother-in-law could use it. What sets any desk apart is their extreme commitment to security, ensuring that you stay safe no matter what. You'll never feel like you're falling behind on projects again. Visit hoog.best/anydesk1 and try it for free. If you have created ample distance and have found cover, good job. See if the threat will pass. If it does not pass, you must trap it. Now is the time to use your Anti-QRA Survival Pack. This mobile toolkit contains tools to help you trap, confuse, and evade your attacker. We will show you how to construct one. Never leave the house without some or all of these items. A balaclava and sunglasses to avoid targeted attacks through facial recognition. Flares to give off a bright heat signature that confuses thermal imaging. A small powder-based fire extinguisher to create a dust cloud that can cover sensors and create a smoke screen. A high-powered LED light or laser to confuse camera and LiDAR sensors. A paintball gun or water balloons filled with paint to blind them. A sturdy rope throwing net to entangle its limbs. Or a strong fishing magnet with a rope to snap to the dog's body and tie it down. Although effective, these tools are not guaranteed to work. If you still cannot shake it off, use these distractions to make it to your primary safe zone. They will likely follow you there. A safe zone is a location within your neighborhood or immediate surroundings that you are familiar with. If possible, it contains access to fresh water and has amenable food stores inside or around the vicinity. It is important to note, no place is safer than any other. The risk is as great in the countryside as in the city. Although you might panic and try to move, we advise against this. You are just as safe in your home as anywhere else. No one will know where the safest place will be. In fact, you are far better off at home because it is the place you know and where you are known. If you move, there is no guarantee others will open their doors for you. I repeat, you are better off in your own home. During an attack, however, turn off heat sources like camp stoves and extinguish small cook fires. If you live in a house, a bungalow, or prefab, the safest place is the basement. If you do not have a basement, choose to stay in a room far away from the roof, outside walls, doors, and windows. Dogs armed with rocket launchers, flamethrowers, or assault rifles may be able to penetrate these, especially if they are working together in a swarm. To make sure that they do not get inside, however, we suggest building some or all of these anti-QRA booby traps and obstacles around your safe zone. Slippery surfaces. It has difficulty walking and may fall on slippery surfaces. Smooth materials like metal roofing sheets or plywood covered with a plastic tarp will work for this. Erect these at an angle, facing away from your safe zone, around major entry points. Make them slippery by using lubricants, oils, fats, or grease. Even sand or dust can work for this. Cords. It cannot detect cords until it's too late. Place these strategically around your safe zone in a loose nest to entangle limbs or tied between two stakes as a tripwire. Short, unstable objects. It may not automatically avoid unstable objects that are less than 30 centimeters above the ground and may fall by stepping on such objects. Fill the perimeter of your hideout with plenty of trip hazards like sticks, wires, and other trash. Mirrors. Transparent, mirrored, or very bright surfaces can confuse its camera and LiDAR sensors. Place these around entryways to hide them. Moving surfaces. Moving surfaces such as escalators, walkways, vehicles, and boats can disrupt its walking system. Moats or pits. If your safe zone allows you to dig a deep moat or pit around it, do so. Ensure the walls are straight, at least 2 meters deep, and over 1 meter wide. They can jump up to 1.5 times its body length. A chain link fence. Although it could be cut, melted, or blown up, a chain link fence could slow down a swarm considerably. If none of these deterrents have worked, you cannot escape and are in immediate danger, move to the final step. Fighting it should be an absolute last resort. If you do not have a gun, get behind it, then quickly grab the handle underneath and yank it forward to disable the battery. Exercise utmost caution. Keep your hands away from the joints. They will crush your fingers if you are not careful. Alternatively, find the motor lockout button located behind the robot and press it. This will physically disconnect the motors, rendering the robot inactive. If you are unable to get that close, grab a long, blunt object like a sledgehammer and wish yourself luck. If you have access to a gun, aim for its battery pack. Do this with caution. If ion batteries are pierced, they can start a self-oxidizing fire that is very hard to extinguish. As the battery packs on military-grade QRAs are armored, this may not always work. In this case, target its other weak spots, including sensors, joints, and motors. However, the likelihood of having to fight a robot dog can be greatly reduced by choosing your hideout location carefully. Stay hidden. Avoid movement during peak patrol periods. If you have followed all of the steps in this video, you could manage to survive for a long period of time. Remember, when robot dogs are on the prowl, work remote instead.